Welcome to the first episode of Diary of a Bao. Today we're going to talk about VTubers. So I'm going to give you the first definition. A VTuber, or a virtual YouTuber, is an online content creator who uses a digital, often anime-style avatar to represent themselves instead of showing their face, utilizing real-time motion capture and face tracking software. These entertainers, usually on YouTube or Twitch, act as digital puppets to stream games, chat, or create, allowing for anonymity and creative expression. So this is also beneficial for people who aren't comfortable necessarily showing their face on the internet, or if they have a severe illness, like in the case of Iron Mouse, who recently had a lot of drama regarding the Twitch Streamer Awards and an encounter with two rowdy people. But today I want to cover corpo VTubers because there's a difference between VTubers under corporations and indie VTubers. Indie, as you would expect, are VTubers who act on their own and are not part of a company. Corpo VTubers are kind of like idols who are signed under a company name. Anything they do is done on a company account and their persona is created by the company. And when you leave that company, or in the VTuber community words, graduate, you have to leave the account, and you're not allowed to tell them directly who you're going to be if you do continue VTubing after that, but they do most of the time imply whether or not they're going to be around. So there's a lot of different kinds of VTuber corporations, like Hololive, First Stage Production, Niji Sanji, and previously V Shoujo before they kind of went bankrupt. But today I'm going to cover just Niji Sanji because corpo VTubers is actually just a very big thing to cover in and of itself. So I think starting with Niji Sanji, which is the one that I'm most comfortable with, is kind of a good place to start. So they have waves. They kind of come out like in groups, and then they have a group song that all members sing. So for Niji Sanji, the first wave of their English branch is Lazulite. Niji Sanji itself is a Japanese company. However, usually they have different branches for different languages. Specifically, though, the English branch is completely separate from the Japanese branch. The Japanese branch includes Indonesian, Chinese, stuff like that. That's often the case. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start you off with, I think, one of the most popular waves that kind of started around 2020, like the 2020s, early 2020s, that kind of made Niji Sanji EN blow up because it was the first male wave out of all of the female ones, kind of turning the tides, and that's when they gained mass popularity. So I'm going to start with their debut song, Hope in the Dark. Alright, so that was Hope in the Dark by Luxium, which is the fifth wave of Niji Sanji EN's groups. This is the first male group. So the group consists of members Vox, Akuma, Ike Eveland, Mr. Rias, Shu Yamino, and Luka Kaneshiro. However, due to this corporation kind of being corrupt, a lot of the talents have left the company, including Ike Eveland and Mr. Rias. So currently there are only three remaining members of this group. However, Mr. Rias has been, quote unquote, reborn into a new identity and is still continuing to stream to this day. Considering the fact that this group is one of their most popular, they have a second song for their half anniversary, and as companies do, they make a lot of different products, merchandise for their groups, but all of the groups do celebrate a half anniversary until their first, and then they move on from there. So I want to show you guys the next song, the half anniversary song from Luxium called Jazz on the Clock.
is show time now.
Okay, so that was Jazz on the Clock by Alexia. So after the fifth wave, they had another wave, sixth wave, and many more than that. And from the fifth wave being male, the sixth wave is also fully male. However, beyond that, it's mostly been mixed gendered, not necessarily set. I wanted to explain more about Niji Sanji. Niji Sanji is a virtual YouTuber agency owned by AnyColor Incorporated. The agency was founded in 2018 with the purpose of promoting the use of live 2D models and live streaming opposed to the 3D and clips format popularized by Kizuna Ai. Kizuna Ai is an OG VTuber who kind of popularized it and did use a 3D model instead of 2D. You'll see a lot of other streamers who start streaming in the beginning use 3D models, like similar to what you'd see in VR chat. However, 2D models are much more complex, in my opinion. They take layers upon layers of different sections of the avatar. Like, the artist has to put everything on different layers to make sure that when the rigger is rigging the model, everything moves properly and works as it should. So the artist and the rigger are usually two separate people. The artist is the one who draws it, and then the rigger is the one who kind of animates the movements of the avatar, allowing the personalities to properly express themselves. But it still can be very difficult. You usually have to over-exaggerate your expressions due to those factors of, like, the facial tracking kind of being more sensitive, and human behaviors obviously being less obvious than cartoonish. Personally, I think my favorite wave from Niji Sanji EN has to be Noctix, which is the sixth wave after Luxium. But I want to show first, I think one of my favorite sort of collaborations that Niji Sanji has done, they named the album Niji Encounter, which mixes different VTubers from different waves, and usually like two of them to create a song. One of them that is really good, and I think a lot of people like, is Shade by Claude Clawmark, sorry, from the wave TTT. I don't remember what number, but there's also Alvin Knox from Sixth Wave Noctix. That was Shade from the album Niji Encounter by Claude Clawmark from the wave TTT and Alvin Knox from the sixth wave Noctix. They have a lot of different ones, but me personally, I think this has to be one of my favorites because it's supposed to be about addressing online hate, saying like, oh yeah, your hate just kind of fuels me to do better, you know? Like some people say, when you have haters, that's how you know you made it to stardom, sometimes. I personally think that it's a pretty good song. Like, it's a good bop. I usually listen to this most of the time when I'm walking to class. I want to show you another song called Infinity by Shu Yamino from Niji Sanji's fifth wave Luxium and Sunny Briscoe from Niji Sanji's sixth wave Noctix. I think it's the first song that came out for this album. It's honestly so fire, and I'm probably gonna play the rest of the album because it's just really good compared to, as you see, the wave songs. There's still bass, but it's less intense, and you can hear stronger vocals, which I think is really nice. This is Infinity by Shu Yamino and Sunny Briscoe.
I'm a player, I'm a player, my game. I'm a slayer and they claim the fame. Frontier, step up, step up, step up, step up. Come here, get up, get up, get up, get up. My soul on the internet.
And we're back. Maybe I should give you guys some fun facts. You know, I'm just naming names. There's not really any weight to it. So, Shu Yamino, very silly guy, born Japanese. We get to learn a little bit more about them, even beyond their persona. Shu Yamino, very good at Valorant. And in general, he's honestly one of the strongest gamers they have in Niji Sanji. It's absolutely hilarious to see him play. He is a very funny guy, not very fan servicey, so he's pretty good for people who actually want skilled gaming and funny ha-has. His fan group name is Yaminions. It's really funny because his fan, like, kind of representative character or mascot is a banana. So it's really funny in my opinion. Next, I want to show you guys Playback by Ren Zoto and Dobio Dropscythe. These two I've actually known before they joined this corporation. I'm not going to name their names, obviously, because in the VTuber community, it is kind of taboo to mention past lives, is what they call it, before they join a corporation. It's okay to, like, hint at it and, like, kind of, like, say it privately, just not on the public sphere because they can get into a lot of trouble for it. As you know, corporations, they have, like, legal documents kind of saying, like, hey, if you let them know that you worked for us, like, we can sue you and stuff like that. So it's a lot of confidentiality stuff. So, yeah, that's basically it. So, Ren Zoto, very talented guy, pretty, like, electropoppy. He's been doing, he's been making music for a very long time. Dobio Dropscythe, kind of a silly billy guy. He's more of a voice actor from what he did before. So let me just stop talking and show you guys what it is. This is Playback by Ren Zoto and Dobio Dropscythe. Alright, that was Playback by Ren Zoto and Dobio Dropscythe. Oh my god, sorry. I didn't mean to click that. That is a sneak peek of the next track I want to play for you guys. Maybe the next track? I don't know. Because I think on the track we're kind of going on, it'd be better to, you know, play the rest of the Niji Encounter songs that include the male members of the corporation. And then moving on to the females, because I haven't necessarily talked about them all that much. So sorry, by the way, about that. They are awesome, but they're mostly the earlier groups, so it's kind of hard to mention because my memory of them is a little bit foggy. But there is one song from Niji Encounter with Ike Evelyn from Niji Sanji's fifth wave Luxium and Meliko Kyoran from Niji Sanji's 7th or 8th wave. I think it was XLA, that's what it's called, yeah. So Meliko, Kyoran, and Dobio Dropscythe are in the same wave. So it's the second mixed gender group that Niji Sanji has. The first one is Iluna, which is the wave that Ren Zoto is part of. That should be the 7th. And then XLA should be the 8th. I think I have that right. So I guess the next one I'm going to play is Boot It by Meliko Kyoran and Ike Evelyn. And let me get that started for you. Alrighty, that was Boot It by Meliko Kyoran and Ike Evelyn. So, I'm gonna give you the proper numbers of the waves, because I realized I've completely messed them up. So, it starts off with Lazulite, which is the first wave, Obsidia, which is the second wave, Etheria, third, Luxium is the fourth, so the fourth is when they introduced fully male groups, fifth is Noctix, and then Iluna, the first mixed-gendered group, is the 6th, XLA, 7th, and then the next song is going to have a member from the 8th Wave, Crisis, and from Shade, Claude Clarmark is from the 9th Wave, TTT, and then beyond that, I honestly stopped keeping up with them, you know, going to university, it kind of gets a little bit busy, but I try my best to keep up as much as I can. So next song I want to play for you guys is Heavy Lies the Head by Vesalius Bandage and Vox Acuma. Vesalius is once again from the 8th Wave Crisis, along with his two other members, Vanta Crowbringer and UQ Wilson. And then Vox Acuma, which you heard from Luxium's first two songs I played for you, is the guy with the really, really deep voice. He kind of like attracted a lot of women who really liked his voice. He has a lot of controversy surrounding him now, so there are a lot of videos on YouTube describing the downfall of this company. They're not as popular as they were before, but you know, doesn't mean you still can't enjoy their music. It's all just for good vibes. So this song is kind of like very deep, maybe a little bit cringy, but you know what? In the wise words of a lot of my friends at Radio Laurier and other places, to be cringe is to be free. So this is Heavy Lies the Head by Vesalius Bandage and Vox Acuma. All right, so that was Heavy Lies the Head by Vesalius Bandage and Vox Acuma. So I want to mention more fun facts. Vox Acuma is a British man, and Vesalius Bandage is French. In their introductions when they first debut, they have slides telling their fans a little bit more about them. Especially now, there are a lot of different companies with a lot of competition, so you kind of have to make yourself stand out. But in my personal opinion, I would choose to be an indie VTuber, because corporations... it's a little bit difficult, you know, you don't really have as much freedom to do the things you want to. But yeah, there's one more song that includes a male member from Niji Sanji EN, and it is Uki Violetta from Niji Sanji's 5th Wave, 5th Wave Noctix. Beautiful voice, from the 3rd Wave, Rosemi Lovelock. It is called We Be Union, but honestly, I might save that for later because it didn't really stand out to me all that much. So to make up for it, instead, I will play Uki's debut song. Certain members have their own songs put into their presentations because each character has their own backstory, you know? So Uki Violetta, his backstory is kind of like he was an orphan, he ran away this one night, and a star falls into his eye, he becomes a psychic. You'll hear it in the song if you pay attention to the lyrics. It's honestly so good. I love it so much. He is the sweetest and very soft-hearted, soft-voiced. Yeah, so let me play Deja Vu by Uki Violetta for you guys. Alrighty, that was Deja Vu by Uki Violetta. I love the violin, like especially at the end. Ooh, so beautiful. Alright, so that was Uki Violetta from Niji Sanji's 5th Wave, Noctix. Very cool. This is why Noctix is my favorite. They just make bangers. It's just the truth. Okay, so going back to the album Niji Encounter, we're now moving on to the female branch. I think this is a great way to end the first episode, because guess what? It's lesbians! This song is very, very sapphic. It's so beautiful. It includes Petra Green from Niji Sanji's 3rd Wave of Obsidia and Reimu Endo from Etheria. And then Petra Green from Obsidia. So, yeah, Sorry. Obsidian is the second wave. Petra is from the second wave. And then Etheria, Reimu is the third wave. Petra, I think, is still a university student as well. Pretty cool. Reimu Endo has sadly left the corporation. There's also some controversy around her, but you know what? We don't have to get into it. We just got to enjoy the beautiful music, which is describing sapphic love. It is gorgeous. Technically, I would also like to give a fun fact about myself. So maybe, you know, you could get more comfortable with me and how I do my things. But I am a lesbian. I truly believe in gay rights and stuff like that. Equality, equity. So this song, I really like it. It's very soft. It's very beautiful. It's very like springtime. So this is What's Waiting for Us by Petra Green and Reimu Endo. All right, so that was What's Waiting for Us by Petra Green and Reimu Endo. Before I end the show, I'd really like to talk about why I really wanted to start this show. Coming to Laurier has been really interesting. I was born in Canada, but I am Chinese. So growing up, trying to balance my culture has been a little bit difficult, but I really hope to share more of that with you. The name Diary of a Bao is actually kind of inspired by that, because a bao is a bun, a Chinese bun. So when you open it, there's a lot of things inside, spices. It can be sweet, it can be savory. So I really hope that I can share all of that with you. Sometimes I'll play songs that aren't from East Asia, but mostly it's going to be East Asian content, and I hope to learn more and teach more to all of you. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you have a wonderful day. This is Diary of a Bao. Bye.